Advocates for child refugees are questioning the U.S. immigration policy of using dental and wrist x-rays to help determine the age of illegal immigrants. They say the practice is unreliable and results in children being placed in adult jails. Immigration officials defend x-rays as a proven method to establish someone's age. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
At the Colquitt County Jail in South Georgia, Chinese immigrant Hui Chun Jiang is being detained along with adult inmates in a large dorm-style holding cell. Jiang was intercepted by the Immigration and Naturalization Service 2.5 years ago in Savannah, Georgia, where he tried to sneak into the country in the holds of a cargo ship. Jiang says he was 15 years old at the time and alone, but the INS questioned his age and took him to a small room to have his teeth x-rayed.
They said they don't believe me. They just insist that the x-ray on the teeth says that I'm already mature.
The INS determined Jiang was 18, which meant he would be held in a jail while he awaited immigration proceedings. He's seeking asylum. Jiang, who has adopted the American name Danny, wears a bright orange jail-issue jumpsuit as he sits in a small concrete block room normally used by inmates to meet their lawyers. Danny says he will turn 18 this week. He still has a youthful look. A patch of acne covers his forehead, and soft whiskers are emerging at the corners of his mouth. He describes daily life here.
In the jail, I just after eat, just sleep, and take some time and learn some English on my own. And because the immigration did not allow us to go to school.
His lawyer, Rhonda Brownstein, has tried unsuccessfully to have Danny transferred to a less restrictive youth setting, where he would have access to classes, counseling, and other services that the INS is required to provide minors.
And if you're not in a jail, if, for example, you're in a foster care family, you're with a family member, or even a shelter, you're getting some education, you're getting some recreation, you're getting various things that children, particularly children that can't speak the language and are without adults, need. If you're locked up in a jail, you're just on your own.
Brownstein is legal director for the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama. She says she's given the INS Danny's family papers from China that show he wasn't lying about his age. There are several cases around the country like Danny's. Advocates for child refugees say the teens are not physically or emotionally prepared to be housed with adults, much less adult criminals. Some of the detainees have complained of abuse and denial of services such as medical care. The Southern Poverty Law Center is preparing a class action lawsuit challenging the use of x-rays to determine age as a violation of due process. But immigration officials say refugees sometimes appear older than they say. Many of the 4,500 unaccompanied minors who enter the country each year are undocumented. They come without identification papers. Deputy Executive Associate Commissioner David Venturella says the INS has to be sure it isn't housing adults in juvenile facilities. He says there is some incentive for illegal immigrants to lie.
If an individual who is over the age of 18 lies and says they are a juvenile, I think they understand that, one, they'll be placed in a less restrictive environment, and two, they could benefit from a more favorable release policy.
When documents don't provide a clear answer, Venturella says, the agency turns to forensic tests as an additional tool to measure age. The INS hires doctors to take x-rays of the wrist and mouth to look for bone density and the development of the wisdom teeth, according to Dr. Geraldine Johnson with the Division of Immigration Health Services.
If we look in a mouth and we see that the third molars are completely erupted and the roots are completely developed, that is an indication of age.
The INS generally rules that people with completely formed wisdom teeth are adults. But scientists say wisdom teeth come out at varying ages. Because of that, some dentists question using x-rays to establish age. Dr. Herbert Frommer is chairman of radiology at New York University College of Dentistry.
This is a very inexact science, and it is a great range of variance from individual to individual, from mouth to mouth, depending on a variety of growth factors and a lot of systemic diseases. And then to come along and fix a finite number to a period of time that can be up to 3 or 4 years, it doesn't make any sense. It's not science, and it's unfair.
Right now, the only way for a detainee to challenge the INS on the age issue is to file a lawsuit. But legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate could change that. Washington, D.C. attorney Steve Shulman handles child refugee issues at Latham & Watkins Law Firm. He says a bill sponsored by Senators Dianne Feinstein and Lincoln Chafee would give immigrants some options.
They would have the right to appeal to an immigration judge. An independent review would then be given of all the evidence to determine whether or not this person is appropriately placed as a child or an adult. Right now, there is no such mechanism.
Congressional hearings on the issue are expected next month. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.